Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden tonight is weighing in on the increasingly dire situation in Ukraine. Amid recent setbacks following its invasion of Ukraine 8 months ago, Russia has been raining missiles down on the country, killing at least 19 people and wounding dozens more over the past 2 days. Biden was questioned during a CNN interview about comments he made about the possible dire consequences should Russian leader Vladimir Putin use nuclear weapons.
He, in fact, cannot continue with impunity to talk about the use of a tactical nuclear weapon as if that's a rational thing to do. The mistakes get made, and the miscalculation could occur. No one can be sure what would happen, and it could end in Armageddon.
The leaders of the Group of Seven industrialized powers also condemned the attacks today, promising to stand with Ukraine as long as it takes. In apparent defiance to Russian warnings, Western assistance will only prolong the war. The U.S. Supreme Court today cleared the way for releasing videotapes of the federal trial in San Francisco more than a decade ago that led to same-sex marriage being legalized in California. Scott Schaefer with member station KQED in San Francisco has more.
The two-week trial in 2010 was videotaped, but Judge Vaughn Walker said the recordings would only be used in his chambers to help him write the decision. Since then, the tapes have been kept under seal as supporters of California's Proposition 8 banning same-sex marriage fought to prevent them from being released. NPR's member station, KQED, led a coalition of media organizations and others, including the original plaintiffs in the case, saying the public had a right to see the historic trial. Two lower courts agreed, but Prop 8 supporters appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which today refused to take up the case, clearing the way for the tapes to be released in the near future. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Rainstorms in the U.S. are coming down harder and wetter as the climate changes. That's according to new research from Northwestern University. NPR's Lauren Sommer has more.
Scientists have a saying, a warmer atmosphere is a thirstier atmosphere. It means the hotter the air is, the more moisture it can hold. And that's affecting how much moisture storms can carry. Over the last 30 years, rainstorms in the eastern U.S. have been dropping more rain, about 5% more on average, according to a new study in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. That means what used to be moderate rainstorms are now more intense, and much of the country's infrastructure isn't built for heavier rain. Roads and stormwater systems are becoming more easily overwhelmed, making them much more prone to flooding today than they once were. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the global economy next year, saying it will eke out growth of just 2.7%, down from a previous estimate, and this year's 3.2% growth rate. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 36 points. You're listening to NPR. The Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical The Strange Loop will be closing in January, its producers announced today. It will have played only 314 performances. Jeff London has more.
The widely praised Michael R. Jackson's semi-autobiographical musical never caught on with the general public.
I am the story's writer. I'm barely scraping by.
A meta-theatrical show about a black, queer, overweight musical theater writer writing a musical about a black, queer, overweight musical theater writer, it will have only played about 8.5 months by the time it closes. The audience for Broadway has shrunk since theaters reopened last fall. Several shows, from Dear Evan Hansen to Come From Away, have closed recently. The Music Man, Beetlejuice, and The Phantom of the Opera are all closing in January as well. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The NASA spacecraft that deliberately smacked head-on into a football field-size asteroid last month at a speed of about 14,000 miles an hour has accomplished something never done before. The craft succeeded in nudging the rocky moonlet millions of miles away from Earth out of its natural orbit. It is the first time in human history the orbit of a celestial body has been altered. NASA says findings from telescope observations confirmed the DART spacecraft's collision last month achieved its objective. Crude oil futures prices continue to give back some recent gains, but oil still lower, down $1.78 a barrel to end the session at $89.35 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.